Coming in hot, 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 Lisa shares her financial tips and strategies to build wealth, have fun with finances, and be debt-free without having a restrictive budget. From bankrupt to millionaire, Lisa knows what it's like to feel as if you're living paycheck to paycheck. Her unconventional money multiplier system is the very wealth protocol that enabled her to retire 2.5 years early, pay down $100,000 of debt in 6 months, and move to her dream home at the beach. Hey, hey, welcome to this episode of I Date Money. I'm Lisa Drennan, your wealth activator. And today we have an amazing guest who has multi-talents. Mike Sons is a multi-genre rapper, singer, songwriter. Born in Baton Rouge, he got involved with the creation of music when he was 15 and has been inspired by various artists such as Usher, Lil Wayne, Casey, JoJo, Kevin Gates, and many others. He released his first EP in May of 21 titled Stay Humble and has continued to shake up the music scene since. Welcome, Mike. I love that little your journey there of this. So what inspired you to want to do this type of music?
Well, I've always been really heavily influenced by music. I've always just loved to listen. And I met a couple friends who were doing it, you know, on their own terms, and kind of got involved with it that way. Did a couple little songs with them. And after a couple years of people asking me, why am I not taking this serious? Why am I not pushing this music out? Why am I not doing this and that? I kind of was just like, okay, you know what? Maybe I should try it.
And you did. And you released your first song.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Actually, I released a whole EP. It's 7 songs on that one.
Mm-hmm.
since then, have also released 5 other singles with many more to come. We got a lot in the works right now.
Awesome. Awesome. So can you share a little bit of your music with us?
Like, you want to hear a song?
Yeah. Give us a little taste of what you got.
Sure. You want to turn something on, or you want me to just sing, or?
What, go with your gut. Just sing for us.
One that's really special to me, I actually wrote for my mother. It's called Appreciated. And I guess I could just sing it for you.
Thank you.
Thinking about the days when I was younger. Everything I took for granted, thinking I knew it all. I swear sometimes I sit and just wonder what life would be like if I could just give you a call. Every now and then I cry a little bit, just hoping I made you proud. I wish there wasn't so many things you couldn't see. I got some beautiful babies, a family of my own now. I never would have dreamed of just how lucky I'd be. I'm stronger now, stronger than I ever been. And I have you to thank for that till the very end. You taught me everything, like how to be a man, not to be afraid, to always take a stand for what I believe in. You know I can see it. I got your soul in my eye. I could never pay you back for all the precious things you always did in my life. And I want you to know, you was far from the usual. Far from the usual. You are appreciated.
That's beautiful. I love it. And that's dedicated to your mom.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So wonderful.
Sorry for the raw vocal.
Oh, no. I put you on the spot there. You had no idea I was going to ask you to sing. Neither did I. But it's awesome. Your voice is very powerful and strong. I got the chills where you were singing, and the lyrics are beautiful. And it's so nice to like, you know, a lot of times moms don't feel appreciated. And, you know, and I know there's a lot of moms listening to the show who will just, get all teary-eyed about that and like definitely follow you. So those of you listening, check those show notes and, find out where, you can follow Mike and listen to his music and all of his, go support him. So when you got into this, you still have your full-time job and you do this as a side gig. Are you building this? Like,
Right.
what's your dream and your inspiration?
As far as the dream goes, I mean, my ultimate goal would be to be able to do music full time. As of right now, I do make some money on it on the back end. Doesn't really replace my full time job. I have a wife and three kids, so the money is definitely important.
Yeah, well, of course, when you have growing children, they have a lot of needs and wants and things like
Absolutely.
that. So are you teaching your children about money and managing it and all that great stuff?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I
That's
actually have a 16-year-old. He just started his first job. So I think he's going in the right direction, trying to teach him how to save and spend his money in the right areas.
Yeah, it's so important to have that. When I was seven, my grandma taught me the money envelope system. And now we just do it electronically. We call it money buckets, but it's having a job for every dollar. Like when you get paid, you save some, you have fun with some, you give some away, and then, use the rest for your needs, your four walls and things like that. When we were growing up, there was a lot of things that we were told about money, but in our generation, we weren't really taught anything about money. What were you taught about money growing up?
That it was hard to come by for one.
Yeah.
I was taught to work hard and earn an honest living and do right by it. You gotta make sure your bills are paid first and foremost. Never really do a whole lot of splurging. I try to save what I can. I come from a family that wasn't what you would call wealthy, so we didn't have a whole lot of extra stuff. But looking back at the things that I didn't have and implementing the way that I manage my money now, I feel like we're on the right track.
Yeah, and having that, system in place and talking about it with your family, especially the kids and being on the same page and understanding that money isn't this taboo conversation. It's something that we get to have and we get to understand it and things cost money. Like we get to purchase things that help us have the lifestyle that we want. So when you were a little boy, what kind of lifestyle did you dream of?
I guess the same thing every young boy dreams of, just a nice house and a nice car, a nice family. Obviously some of those things money can't buy, but I've just always wanted to be comfortable, really. I don't need to live beyond my means, but I also need to be able to take care of everything that I have going.
Yeah, and so many of us dream about, wealth means something different to each of us. Some people believe wealth is a huge house on the beach. Some people think it's a tiny house in the middle of the woods. How do you define wealth?
I would lean more towards the tiny. A nice 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, which I have here, on 4 acres of land, kind of out to ourselves.
Nice.
At the end of the day, money isn't what makes you happy, but it definitely helps.
Yeah, a lot of people chase money. They believe that, they have a dollar amount set, like a lot of the listeners, you ladies listening out there and gentlemen, thinking about your dollar amount, like your goal. This is January of 2024 is this recording. So those of you listening in the future, what is your ultimate money goal for the year? Like this is the time that we plan it and then we're like, okay, I'm gonna make this much money. And as a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of aspiring artists will come up with like, I want to make $10,000 a month. I want $20,000 a month. I want this, I want that. But then their actions, their thoughts aren't aligned with their goals. So are you the type of person that sets goals financially for you and your family?
Absolutely.
So what's your big money goal for 2024?
I would love to reach $100,000 for the year. I mean, that would really let me know I'm doing the right thing and set me up for the following year. So,
Yeah, and that would be awesome. And knowing how to get that and multiplying your money and strategically investing it and allocating it so that your needs and your wants are met, and thinking about like the cost that it is to begin a music career. So how do you see your music career helping you reach that goal?
between actually releasing songs and earning royalties on them, which is kind of a slower process of earning the money, but I'm looking at the future more than right here, right now. But also doing shows, doing features and collaborations with other artists. Hopefully with that and my full-time job, we'll be able to make some traction.
Yeah, definitely. And setting it up and knowing that you want to do, what do you still call them, gigs?
Right.
Right? You want to pick up some gigs, right? Where's the place that you want to perform in?
I would love to perform in Nashville. I live about 45 minutes from Jackson, Tennessee. So about 2 hours from Nashville, give or take. And it seems to be a pretty heavily music oriented place. So I would love to line up a show or a gig and get a performance out there for sure.
Yeah. Who do you want to sing next to? What famous singer?
Oh wow. I mean, the list could go
You
on.
had to choose one.
Right here, right now, if I had to choose one, I would go with Jelly Roll, simply because he's come a long way, and he done music for so long, and now he's larger than life to most people. But he's still such a humble, really genuine person, which is the vibe that I try to keep around me. I want to be myself. I don't like trying to portray myself as someone that I'm not. And I feel like me and him would be a really good fit together. So to be able to perform next to him would be a dream come true for sure.
Well, I'm excited to see your dream come true. That would be awesome. And when you think about monetizing the music career and, maybe eventually stepping away from the full-time job and making this be your full-time job, what would be one of the first things that you would invest in?
Well, I've already invested in the equipment that I have, which is going to help me in the long run there. If I actually obtained the money that we're speaking of, I would probably invest it in some stocks.
Yeah. Stocks and bonds.
Yeah.
Make that money grow. In all businesses, when we're starting up, everybody starts at zero, right? And there's an investment option, like we invest in coaches. I imagine you have coaches, managers, voice, you do voice lessons and things like that, whatever it is, then your equipment, your maintenance, and all of those expenses. And then marketing and sales. So when you think
Right.
about the marketing and sales aspect of it, what are some ways that you're generating your the ability to get your music noticed organically?
Just through a very strong support system. I've got a handful of people that I keep really close, and it's we're a small, tight-knit bunch, but they really do the most. They definitely make sure to help get me out there, get me in front of other eyes. Clint Smith is always on top of it. He's always looking for another door to open, another set of eyes to get on me, and help put us in the right direction.
Yeah, and it's so important to have a team that you trust and that can help you expand and grow. Are you on TikTok?
Am.
Awesome. Same handle. Is it Mike Sons or?
Mike Sun's the one.
Okay, so definitely have to look over there and follow you. Those of you listening, go check out his TikTok channel and get into his music and the groove. When you think about it, I was just watching a comedian. Oh, I can't remember his name. His name literally just walked out of my head right now. But I was watching, comedian channel, and there was an artist, a comedian on there, and he got his start from TikTok. And he had filled this whole entire room, packed. This it was packed, the audience, and it was one of those venues that had the two floors. And he came in, and he was,
Cool.
I know he was 28 years old and funny. And he just walked in, and he was like humbled, walked in with his hand over his chest, thinking, wow. And he, like, one of the first things he says is, "You all came here from TikTok." And it was funny because there was an older woman, probably older than me. And he made a joke and said, "Hey, they got TikTok on the Hallmark channel." And I just thought he was hilarious. So I was thinking, like, if you're on TikTok, I know, artists blow up on TikTok, and it's such a great way to get the word out. Are you on? I have a client that wants to start a music career, and she released her first song on Christmas Day onto
Oh,
Apple.
nice.
Yeah, so she's on Apple Music. Are you listed on Apple Music as well?
I am Mike Sons.
Yep, under Mike Sons. Okay, cool.
Apple, iTunes, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can stream music, you could find my EP and a few singles that I have. I've got more content on YouTube and TikTok than anywhere else right now, but you could definitely find me pretty much anywhere you want to listen to some music.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Especially the new talent. I always like to support new talent. I haven't been to a concert in a long time, probably before the pandemic, but we used to go to I'm from Rochester, New York, and we have this place called the Canandaigua Music Center, so the Finger Lakes Music Center. And we used to see a lot of young artists that would come through, and beautiful voices. So that's really a lot of fun. Do you do festivals and things like that as well?
Oh yeah, I do anything that I get an opportunity to. Right now, I've just kind of been dabbling around barrooms and restaurants and other little venues like that. Working towards a parade next year or this year. I'm sorry.
Oh, that'll be
So
fun.
hopefully, that should be real fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I know in our town, I'm in Florida, we have a big St. Patty's Day festival, and they have bands and singers all up and down the downtown area, and it's all free. You just,
Right.
like, everybody has their, I like to call it their tip hats out, and it's a lot of fun, and you hear some really great music. When you think about, excuse me, expanding and growing, do you have a band that you work with, or are you solo?
As far as the artistry goes, I'm a solo artist. I do have producers, behind me that help, structure the beats and make the beats and all of those things for me. But as far as the act itself goes, I'm the only one that does the singing and the rapping and that type of stuff.
That's awesome. So when you think about growing your music into, 6 figures, 7 figures, will you add other members, like, backup singers and things like that?
Honestly, it's not anything that I've really thought about. Having an actual band would be very cool. Somebody to play the, live guitar, live drums, et cetera. That would be very neat. And I could see definitely growing in that aspect later on down the road.
Yeah. So many entrepreneurs are, following their dreams. I'm not going to say chasing their dreams, because it's like they chase dreams and then they never come to fruition. But dreams do come true. Would you say this is a dream for you that came true?
Absolutely, absolutely.
When you think about implementing the steps, how do you, like, you work full time, you have a family, and then that you do this. How do you expand your energy to allow yourself to be able to juggle all these things?
That is really the tough part. It definitely takes a lot of time, definitely takes a lot of energy, especially with the young ones involved. But it's also not the only thing we do. My wife and I also do farmers markets and things like that. Actually bake cakes, and we'll just walk around different towns and go to different businesses and introduce myself and try to sell the cakes to help fund the music career. And it seems to do pretty well. A lot of people really like the ambition, so they tend to give me a lot of support.
What a wonderful idea. Are you baking, or is your wife baking?
I bake homemade pound cakes, and I fill them with different puddings, like a strawberry cheesecake and a chocolate and a lemon, a banana pudding, multiple different flavors. My wife actually does canning.
Oh wow. What a beautiful way to get your music out there and support your what you love to do and another talent, a great way. I love bringing in multiple income streams. So, I have a client that's a baker and she ships. Do you ship your pound cakes?
I haven't yet. Everything that I do so far has just been local. I've had a few people ask about it, but we never settled in on an order or anything like that. So
Oh.
everything has been local up to this point.
Well, look into it because I know our listeners would like some of those pound cakes. Those sound delicious.
Absolutely.
It's always nice to find really good home baked goods, other than sometimes the commercial, just isn't the same as that home baking, that home cooking. So when you think about your money goals and your aspirations to hit the 100K, what's the one action step that you're taking every single day that is helping you get to where you want to go?
Save, 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 save. That's really the biggest thing right now is trying to take back at least a small portion of everything that I earn and put it back and just don't touch it, kind of just pretend that it isn't there.
Yeah. And I love that. I have the money multiplier system. And when you implement that, you get to save and have fun and give money away while you're still taking care of your needs and wants. And it's just putting aside 10% in each of those categories. And then, you have your money bucket earmarked for, music, and whatever else it is, maybe traveling and things of that nature. And then every week you're putting in money towards it, just a small percentage, and that really builds up.
Right.
Right now I had posted on my Facebook page a penny challenge where, you save a penny a day, but every day you add a penny. So like, day one it's 1 penny, day two it's 2 penny. And something great
Right.
with the kids, but I'm a big kid, so I have a jar on my desk. And today I added 25 cents. It's just 25 pennies, 25 days. And by the end of the year, when you do this, you'll have $667.63. Well, this is a leap year, so you'll have a little bit more.
That's very cool.
It's a great way because a lot of times people just throw their change away. And I'm like, what do you mean you're just dropping pennies on the ground? No,
Oh, no,
that's.
I got a big old change jar.
Yeah. And when you think about like it's a great way to save, like, that money adds up. I retired from the Social Security Administration, and when I worked, I had a coworker who had a jar, and every single time she filled it up with her coins, her and her son would empty it, and they would get to each buy whatever they wanted. And they would think about like, oh, what are we going to buy? So the last I had checked with her, she had bought a Michael Kors purse, and I can't remember what her son bought, but I thought, what a great way to be able to, like, show that all money matters, right?
Right.
And when you can save, just it doesn't matter how much it is, saving that little bit is going to add up when you persistently do it every single day. It's so important because if you think about it, if we just take all of our money and put it into our business, put it into our music, put it into whatever, it's going to go away much faster. So really having that plan in place is so good. What's the best money tip that you've received that you've implemented that's helped you get to the next level with your money?
The biggest thing for me to date, honestly, has been Dave Ramsey,
Mm-hmm. A big
and it's he calls it the snowball effect, and it has made the biggest difference in our lives, and basically what it is everybody accumulates debt and bills, and you have car loans and all of these other things, and you basically take the smallest principal and go ahead and knock it out as fast as possible. And then the money that you're used to spending on that bill every month, add it to the next bill. So you're not really, for a while, it kind of seems like you're not really making any leeway. But over the course of a year, you will definitely notice, okay, these bills are slowly but surely going away and going away, and you climb out of debt so fast, because once one is paid off, like I said, you add that to what you would normally pay on the next, then those two are paid off and you have this much money, and you add that to the next, and it kind of just grows bigger and bigger, and you're able to just knock it all out. And that's definitely been a big one for us.
I love that. I love that you're following Dave Ramsey. I've been following Dave Ramsey for years, and I have a Crush on Debt membership group where we implement the snowball effect. and it's all based on Dave Ramsey's teaching. That's what helped me pay off $100,000 worth of debt in less than 6 months, just by implementing it. So part of my money multiplier system is taking 20% of your income and adding that to the, minimum payment of that smallest debt, and then taking
Right.
that 20% plus the minimum payment and paying it off. And then anytime you have extra money, like Dave Ramsey says, like a gazelle running away from that lion, you go after paying down that debt. And we meet today was our weekly meeting, and we create action steps and we celebrate it. Like I have a we have a I Love Debt worksheet that shows all those payments from smallest to largest. And I always tell my I tell the members, keep these sheets, make a new one every single month, because when you get to look back and see your progress, especially when you get towards the larger bills and it feels like you're not making any progress, you're going to see the difference right there side by side. And it's just
Right.
seeing those numbers on paper is so powerful. So thank you for sharing that awesome tip. I'm glad that you are following that system. It is the best system probably that I've ever seen in the financial world. So what's the
Agreed.
best, other than your TikTok channel, is there any other way that the better way for people to get connected with you?
You could follow me on TikTok. I'm also on Facebook, Mike Sons and Mike Sons Music. You can follow me on Instagram, Mike Sons the One. TikTok is Mike Sons the One. Everything else is Mike Sons.
Okay, perfect. We'll put all those links in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here, for sharing your beautiful voice with us and your money story. And for those of you listening, please connect with Mike. Go support him and his music and encourage him to get these pound cakes out, for delivery in the mail so that we can taste these delicious stuffed pound cakes filled with all kinds of goodness. And remember, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it's what you do with it. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Get ready to activate wealth. Be the next millionaire with a simple adjustment of your finances using an energetically aligned money multiplier system. You get to build wealth by partnering with money. It's time to have fun with finances. Pick a date, the link is in the show notes, to book your wealth activation call where you will get the one solution to multiply your money. Remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it.